Welcome to a new edition of the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino. On this episode, we talk with team building consultant Jesper McQuindeng. Over a decade of experience as a company culture, employee engagement, and team building consultant, he has mastered transforming workplace environments. Graduating from the University of Southern California with an executive master's degree in leadership, his holistic, data-driven approach addresses unique challenges. He received Santa Clarita Valley's 40 Under 40 Award for leadership contributions and continues to make a lasting impact. Enjoy the story. Man, it's great to meet you. Thank you for taking a minute out for the show today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into your life and work as a consultant, I want to begin with 4 years ago, if we look at the calendar, the pandemic began. We are wrapping our heads around it. How did you get through that pandemic and how did it change you?
That is a great question. The pandemic, I realized, was an inflection point for my life. So at that time, at the early days of the pandemic, I was actually in an industry that was doing well during the pandemic. But there were moments when I realized and reflected, is this what I wanted in the long term? And because of the lockdown, it's just, and with everything closed, it's given me more time at home to just reflect on my values and what I really wanted. I knew that sometime in the future, whether I was 60, 70, or 80, I wanted to do some consulting. So I knew that ahead of time.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, it's just given me that time to reflect. And then because of the trends and what's happening at work, you know, it's really just given me that motivation to jump, because you're looking at the workforce, you're looking at people who are working remotely, people who are working hybrid. It's just really changed. And that's part of the reason that's really motivated me to really jump into what I want to do. So yeah, as far as the pandemic goes, staying home, it's giving me time to read. And I like reading business books, finance books, personal and professional development. It's just given me all ideas on how to move forward. And now that I realize it, although there were tough days during the pandemic, it's really given me lessons on how to move forward.
So let's get to the brass tacks of what you do right now in 2024. I'm going to put you in front of a bunch of third graders. It's career day. One of the kids looks up and says, "Hey, what do you do for a living?" How do you answer that child?
I would say I help people find the meaning and purpose in the work they do. And in addition to that, I help you find the meaning and purpose within you as a leader. And to the third grader, I would say, when you reach the age of a working adult, you'll be in your career for 40 to 50 years. Mm-hmm. And if you don't find that meaning and purpose, you'll experience burnout more easier. You'll experience stress and overwhelm more than the average person. And you might find days where you're unhappy. On the other hand, if you do find that meaning and purpose in your work, you'll be more excited to get up during the day. You'll find your work more fulfilling. And most importantly, you'll find days where you're reporting higher levels of satisfaction with your life. So very important to find that meaning and purpose.
And at the end of the day, that's so key, because everyone's working, but there's a lot of people that just don't even know where they fit in. And I think we all have a skill level, you know, but we need somebody, I think, to say, "Hey, this is what you probably should be doing instead of doing this." I mean, it's almost like you're the compass and you're just routing them to where they need to go, you know?
That's right. So it's really about identifying your values and seeing where you stand in the world and how the world relates to you, and just finding that direction within that to find, you know, what really makes you feel fulfilled. And that's in clarifying your values for yourself.
So who's been a hero for you in your life?
Oh, there's so many. I would say I'm fortunate to have had some great mentors in my life. There's so many to name, but I'll just name off a few. The first one, when I graduated with my master's degree, there was a formal mentorship program. I signed up for it, and the mentor I had from that is Lolita Harris.
Yeah.
During that mentorship program, she taught me a lot about the importance of clarifying your values. And the example that she uses was her father, who was Eddie Harris, who was a jazz musician.
Yeah.
And she, in talking about the values, she talked about how he was really focused on what he wanted in life. You know, when you're a musician, celebrity, actor, anything, you name it, during those times, outside, you know, off stage, many of them engaged in bad behaviors and bad habits. But Eddie, he knew his values. He was loyal to his family. As a result, he didn't get distracted by what everyone in industry was getting thrown off by. So he really stood by on really being there for himself and his family. Second mentor I had was through Toastmasters, Victoria Trebosch. She is a coach and speaker who has given me guidance in really finding ways to reach my potential as a speaker and coach as well. I really appreciate the insights that she shared with me, and I want her to know that I really do. I'm really thankful for the advice that she's given me, especially in the past several months. Third one, although it's not a formal mentorship that I registered for, I still look up to this person as a mentor, and it's Dr. Jeffrey McGree from the National Speaker Association. During the pandemic, especially during the early days, he was speaking at a nonprofit I was part of. And then after his presentation, he came up to me, we had conversations, and he believed in my potential, which meant a lot to me because, as I mentioned earlier, during the pandemic, I was trying to find clarity. And when you're in that stage of trying to figure out what to do in really having a more fulfilling life, having that person to say, you know, the answer is within you, that meant a lot to me. And the greatest takeaway that I've gotten from Dr. McGee is he introduced me to something called the trajectory code, which means that every decision you make every day will either take you closer to your goals or it will pull you apart. So be aware of your actions and habits every day because they'll have an effect on your goals. So overall, I've had so many mentors. I could take all day talking about them, but
sure,
these are ones I wanted to highlight.
Absolutely. So in the world of business, if you could meet one person, one like business power person, and spend some time with them, who'd it be?
I love that question. It would be Stanford professor Jerry Porras. He was the co-author of Built to Last with Jim Collins. And in that book, they talk about successful organizations and compared them to organizations that didn't make it. But my favorite book was actually Success Built to Last, which is a book where Jerry Porras actually takes that concept to an individual level. And he talks about what makes successful professionals who they are. And he realized these are the individuals who have found fulfillment in the work they do. So if I could have a conversation with them, I know talking about doing what you love and loving what you do, yeah, I could have the conversation for days with them.
Yeah. So as a consultant steering people towards the right direction, you have to give good advice. My question to you is, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Best advice was actually recently. I was listening to a speaker and he was talking about priorities. And the metaphor he used was, if you're chasing two rabbits, you will catch neither. So that just reminds me, don't overcommit, yep, stay focused, don't multitask. If you have 10 different things on your plate and you're doing them all at the same time, they're not going to be as great of a quality as if you had just focused on them one at a time. So don't overcommit, don't multitask, focus on one thing at a time.
So of all the consultants that you've, or all of the clients that you've had, what's been one of your favorite client success stories?
For me, it would be a coaching engagement. Leadership is about being open to learning and accepting the information that comes to you. There was a professional, he is in an executive leadership position, and I had him take an assessment, 360 degree assessment, where he's getting feedback from other people. And one of the raters had given him some, I would say, you know, it's one of those situations where you didn't expect to get tough feedback because you thought you were doing so well. Because this executive leader, he's not necessarily in a client-facing position. So he didn't dress the part because he didn't assume he had to look a certain way because he wasn't meeting with clients. But the raider had said, you're still in a professional role. I expect professional expectations for you. Therefore, if you can dress the part, I would really appreciate that. Although the feedback was anonymous, what I found great about it is how the leader really embraced and accepted that. Because as a leader, you know, feedback, whether positive or negative, it's there to help you learn. And then from that experience, that's really given that executive leader more insight. And as a result, he did accept that change and he did apply that. And as a result, he's just more, he's expressed just a better work experience for him. So I think that's a great result that a client has been able to experience. So
yeah,
as a leader, being open to feedback and having that information click.
So let me ask you this. If you had a dream tonight and ran into the 18-year-old version of you, you could give that young version of you a piece of advice based on the wisdom you've gained in your life up to this point. What advice would you impart on that young version of you?
As a teenager, I remember I grew up during the rise of social media. And with that, the rise of social media distractions. During those times, I would say, when you're scrolling and you're seeing people post pictures of food, or someone just got their first car, or someone's posting a vacation in Cancun, I would say to my teenage self, would that really matter to you 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now? Instead of scrolling, take some time to really focus on the produce you have in front of you. That way you have more time to really get the big things done. So for me, the advice I would give is spend less time on distractions and focus more on the fulfilling parts of your day.
So of all of the things that you've done in your life up to this point and evolved into, what are you the proudest of?
For me, I would say pushing through challenges. I grew up with severe asthma, and there was something in me that said, you know, I'm going to do a marathon and I'm going to show I can do it. And I just worked my way through it, did a 5K, did a 10K half marathon, finally reached a marathon. So I would say, reflecting on my life, it's been defined by overcoming obstacles. And in overcoming those obstacles, that's what I'm most proud of.
So everyone has a perception of you, family, friends, clients, but you run the show. What's your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
I would describe myself as a curious explorer that wants to discover the world around me and just loves to learn new things, especially when I'm, I guess a great example is just traveling. When I'm in a new city, I don't really need an itinerary. Just throw me in the middle and then I'll look around, explore and see what's out there. So I would describe myself as someone who just wants to really see the new things that are out there.
What do you like the best about living in LA?
I mean, besides the sunny weather,
right.
I would say there's just a mix of culture. You mentioned, especially in Kansas City, that mix of culture. We can find it here as well in LA, and just being able to experience different things, foods, arts, same thing for you as well. That's what I enjoy about the Los Angeles area as well.
So let's say we get off this call, time machine pulls up in front of your house. You can go back in time and see one event in human history, or you can go into the future. Where are you going to go?
Wow. I would say I would want to go into the future.
Yeah.
And I share that because, especially in recent days, I've really encouraged other people to coach and mentor other people. So in coaching other people to coach other people, I want to see in the future what that impact looks like.
Yeah.
Especially for those who coach others. So I want to see that impact.
Yeah, that'd be a great ripple effect. If anyone wants to hire you, reach out, learn more about what you're doing. Where's the best place, the good business?
Absolutely. As a team building and leadership development trainer, I help organizations improve employee engagement and productivity so that you can minimize turnover and keep your best employees. So for more information, you can check out my website, family.com, or search for me on LinkedIn, Jesper McQuindang. Happy to learn more about your leadership journey Feel free to reach out. Happy to have these conversations. And let me know how I can serve you.
Excellent. Jesper, this has been wonderful. Thank you for your story. Thank you for your time. Keep doing the great work out there, man.
Thank you, Joe. Excited to join you today.
Thanks for tuning in to another famous interview with Joe Domino, where we cover the world of art, literature, business, spirituality, music, and more from around the globe. Our esteemed theme music was composed and produced by the great E.E. Pointer of Kansas City's River Cow Orchestra. If you want to hear more interviews, visit the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino channel on YouTube. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.